This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is the last full weekend for you to do your Christmas shopping, and this holiday season is the final one to pick up bargains at Filene's Basement. The chain's owner has declared bankruptcy and expects to liquidate all its remaining stores by the end of next month. That will bring down the curtain on a singular retail institution that got its start in Boston in 1909. But for many people, including longtime employee Tracy Ruiz, the brand faded into the history books when the original Filene's Basement closed in 2007.
You didn't experience the basement unless you were in the downtown store. These other outlets, these stores here, they're not the true Filene's Basement.
Ruiz now works at the store in the Back Bay, but spent most of her 25-year career at the Basement Basement, the underground one in Downtown Crossing. There was no other retail experience like it. The bins heaped with piles of clothes, the shoppers in such a frenzy they ignored the dressing room and stripped right there in the aisles.
No one used a fitting room. You saw everything. They did not care. It was the thing to do. They're not going to wait in that line. They're going to see it. They're putting it on. They don't care. They're in the basement. That was their whole thing.
Lori Frangillo has worked for Filene's Basement for 17 years. And when the Downtown Crossing location closed, she also transferred to the Boylston Street store. When I met up with her there, I finally got to ask something about the original store that I had suspected was an exaggeration.
I've heard some people who work downtown say they used to go to Filene's Basement every single lunch hour.
Absolutely. Every day. We'd be like, why don't you work here? You're here as much as I am. Every day and every night at 5 after they got off work. Because they'd be watching that one item, waiting for it to go down again.
She's talking about the automatic markdown policy. You might remember that it made shopping there a game of strategy. Something that hadn't sold after 2 weeks dropped in price by 25%, after 3 weeks by 50%, and after 4 weeks by 75%. After that, it went to charity. So shoppers held off buying certain things in hopes the price would drop.
And they'd be horrified when it was gone. It's like, you know, I hid it between there, and we're like, wow, we do clean, and customers do buy things. And
we've heard lots of stories about people hiding things.
Oh, yeah.
That really happened all the time.
Oh, yes.
Other customers wanted their items immediately. They'd actually fight over them.
The ultimate bargain dress event probably had to be the most vicious, when every dress, we'd get thousands of them for $16.99, and they would just grab. They'd grab them out of your arms, and I had it. No, I had it.
Women losing their clothes, losing one shoe.
Because they would be changing, and in the process, their clothes they took off would get swiped or misplaced.
Or just moved around. I mean, it was just such a massive crowd.
Ruiz and Frangillo remember how basement shoppers got high off the joy of retail victories.
I think it was just the thrill of knowing that you're going to get, you know, a Ralph Lauren shirt for $10. We were selling it for $20. You wait a couple of weeks, and it's just being able to say, I only paid $10 for this.
What are the best buys you ever got?
I couldn't even begin to. I mean, it cost you a fortune to work there, put it that way. Because you'd be buying things just because it was unbelievable. It's like, oh my God, this went to 50 off. I have to have this. I don't need it, but.
Were there any downsides to Filene's Basement?
We had a code 51, and if you heard that, there was water rushing in somewhere, or the ceiling gave way. Rats, the roaches.
Pipes would burst.
It was an old building. They took a wall down once, and behind the wall were all dead critters. It was nasty.
There's been times where, and this happened more than once, that a rat has given birth on our tables. Okay, and somebody would tell us and be like, oh my God.
But people kept coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
You take the good and the bad. The deals with the rodents.
The deals are yeah. Go home and wash your stuff first.
But soon, no more. The 20 or so Filene's Basement stores left in the region are now clearing out their merchandise for good for as much as 80% off. Although many shoppers said their final goodbyes when the Basement Basement closed its doors 4 years ago.